It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It all starts on Sunday, ends at Monday. Fasten the chin straps, put the mouth guards in. High school football is back. Ben Burke, head coach of Lakeville South, the defending state champions. And, Ben, I got to tell you, Coach, today had to make you feel like football, didn't it?
Yeah, a little rain, a little cold weather. Bust out a few sweatshirts. It felt good.
Now, for people that, a lot of people pay attention to high school football, they don't pay attention to all the intricacies. One of the things that's changed over the years are summer practices. And so when you get to quote-unquote training camp on Monday, you have had, at your discretion or depending on the participation rate, a lot of time with your kids in the summer. Explain what you can do in the summer months and what that does for a program.
Yeah, so, you know, the State High School League lets us have 11 football practices with our kids. So, you know, every program does a little bit different. I think we've experimented with things over the last few years, but I think we've nailed down July is a good time for that. We try to give them some time off in June, and we really hit the weight room hard the whole summer, but we'll do 11 football practices, and they vary from 7-on-7 type activities to, you know, install of our schemes, and we'll put on shoulder pads and helmets and run around a little bit, and it gets hot, but it's fun, and I think our kids enjoy it.
So if you play in a 7-on-7 league, does that constitute a practice or not? Or is it dependent if you're coaching it or not?
If you're playing other teams, it does not count as a practice. So, you know, we do some, not a ton, but obviously with the amount of passing we do, we don't feel like 7-on-7 is the best thing for us always, but for our defense. And,
For your D-backs, we'll right? Because you may go against a team like that, but for you, you don't need that.
Yeah, but it's good to evaluate. The one thing that I learned back when Larry Thompson was the head coach here, it's a lot of fun. And so if you set it up right and you can teach the kids a little bit, it's good for them and fun, and it's good for us to evaluate athleticism too and kind of see what the rest of the state has in terms of athletes. It helps us get ready for the fall.
You know, last year you won the state championship, of course, and 2 years ago you would have made a bid, but COVID got in the way, and they only played through the section championships. What were the last 2 years like to go through COVID and then to have it lifted last year? How did that feel for a program like yours that was on the cusp of maybe winning two?
You're a lot more thankful, I think, when you get to actually play games and do things like what football looks like football. And during that COVID time, there was a lot of ways that you had to practice that really didn't make you feel good about how football was. You know, we didn't feel like we were playing football all the time. So then last year, coming back and having pretty much a regular season really, I think, made us as coaches and families and our kids especially be thankful that they get to do something that cool.
And that's true. I mean, people don't realize that. Ben Burke, our guest from Lakeville South, but one of the things that emerged from that is not just being able to participate, but the value of having fans in the stands and the band in the stands as well, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in a community like ours. We're just so fortunate to have a town that really loves football and loves high school football especially, and the pageantry that kind of goes along with it. And even like our, you know, our school band is fantastic. They were a state championship band in the way that they compete with their stadium performance. And to be able to kind of wrap all those things together on a Friday night is really special. And when you don't have it, you realize that just how special it is. And so we relished every moment last year, that's for sure.
So when you have summer access to them and you had an extended season like last season, do you basically get to Monday and you can almost do install right away? I mean, you don't have to wait as long because they're so familiar with the system?
Absolutely. You know, that's when we got to even bring up sophomores along for that long playoff run. You get to evaluate the kids that are going to be juniors the next year, and there's just a lot more familiarity. And I think that's kind of the spoils of being a good program is you get extra time to practice and you just have that much more continuity. So starting this summer, we felt really good. And I try to pump the brakes on our install plans, but the kids just ate it up, and so we're ready to go this fall to kind of, we'll repeat some of the same things, but maybe get into some things that we haven't, especially on the defensive side.
What does a good weight room mean to you? Because it's not just about having the plates there, because lots of people can lift it. But what is the culture of a weight room have to be to get the most out of it?
You know, I learned from Scott Solly, who's probably the best. You know, people that know the weight room know that he's the best, and just the discipline that comes along with being that kind of weight room program, and the commitment level, and the understanding that the kids that. But what is hard work, right? We talk to them about that a lot. Like every team's lifting weights in the summer. Every team's doing summer practice. Like, what's going to separate you? And just the volume and intensity of the work that we do, and the I guess the brains that go into it. Coach Solly's great at the programming, and you know, there's a reason for everything we do. We're not just going in there and spending 45 minutes doing whatever. Like there's a pretty well thought out plan, and it's purposeful, and the proof's kind of in the pudding for us. We've had dozens of guys squatting over 400 pounds the last couple of years, and that's kind of the measure that Coach Solly uses, that he's taught me, is if you have those guys, you're going to win a lot of football games. And so we work really hard, and it's just a staple. We're gonna sacrifice other things to be in there, right? And if it's practice time, or if it's a 7-on-7 competition that's during our weight room time, we're not going to do it. And that's just kind of been our mindset, and our kids have really bought into that.
And isn't that the great opportunity for the kid that maybe is undersized, is that weight room sits there and just waits for you, and you can make up for a lot if you're willing to commit?
Absolutely. You know, we haven't had the biggest team by far in the state the last couple of years, but we've had, I would say, the strongest team across the board. And, you know, every team's going to have their studs, their stars. You know, we've got Carson, we've had,
yep,
you know, the Chase Androffs and the Riley Malmans, but I think what has separated us the last couple of years is the guys that aren't those guys being better than the other teams' guys that are like that. You know, there's 22 guys on the football field at one time, and so you can have your list of stars, but you got to have some other guys too. And so for guys that maybe aren't 6'5", or, you know, that aren't doing all the measurables, it's getting them D1 recruitment. They still have goals, and if they work really hard in the weight room, that's where it's going to pay off, is what we tell them.
You know, I talked to a Hall of Fame coach one day, high school coach, and I said, tell me the key to build the program. He says, the studs are the studs. He says, you can't stop them. They're going to be great. He said, if you can take the average and make them above average, that's where you win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the way that we kind of say it is there's, in any organization, sports, high school football, it doesn't matter. There's 10% of elite, you know, workers or whatever, and then there's 80%. They're kind of right in the middle. And if you want to be truly a great team, that 80% needs to be 70, and the top 10 people need to pull up another 10% to be elite. And so that's a message we've preached, and we've had that success for sure.
Yeah, it sounds easy, but, man, you got to get commitment. Hey, Coach, thank you so much. Who do you open with?
Park Cars Grove.
On Thursday night?
Yep.
All right. Well, it'll be fun, and I know you guys are loaded again, but thank you so much for giving us some time, and have a great time on Monday morning. Christmas to you.
Yeah, appreciate it, and appreciate your listeners taking a look at Cougar football.
You got it. Ben Burke, nice enough to join us, head coach at Lakeville South, back to defend their state title.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.